Osteoporosis is not a progressive degenerative disease. It is not an old person's disease. It is a metabolic condition that is lifestyle based. It's how you move or don't move, the thoughts you have, and the way you manage those thoughts. So stress management, and the foods you eat, and the foods that you are not eating. All of those play a contributory role to the state, the quality, the health, and the density of your bones. Welcome to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. I am Debbie Robinson, your host and guide on your Stronger Bones Lifestyle journey. Hello, welcome to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. Today, I would like to speak about what happens when you're newly diagnosed with osteoporosis. I wanted to share this information because lately I've been having a lot of calls with ladies that are newly diagnosed, and I wanted to share some of where they are in terms of what their experience is, and then I want to share what I believe are very helpful tools for you to navigate your journey, this unwanted journey that you're on with this diagnosis of osteoporosis. So the very first thing I want to say is that it's important to take a breath, take a very deep breath, and notice the triggers that happen when you get that diagnosis. There's a trigger of scarcity in, oh, wow, now my body is weak or my bones cannot support me and allow me to do all the things I want to do in my life. So the first trigger is scarcity, which is one of the triggers of the nervous system is scarcity, what we don't have or we don't have enough of. The next one is fear, the fear of future fracture, the fear of being weak, the fear of being dependent on others. And so those two triggers from a mental emotional layer happen the minute you receive that diagnosis. And what's important is that that will set up a lot of breakdown inside the body. The thoughts that we have, the aspects of stress actually first start in the mind with thoughts, or in this case, a diagnosis of osteoporosis, and then they go into breaking down your body biochemically. So I don't want to get too deep or intricate, but I want you to understand this relationship between our thoughts and what happens inside our body. A diagnosis of osteoporosis is the disease state of bone loss. Once you get to a negative 2.5 on the machine called a DEXA scan, that is termed osteoporosis. Before that, it's osteopenia. And when I first speak with women, I ask them what are their scores, and not everybody even knows or understands how to look at their scores. So I think that that's an important thing. First, take a deep breath, stop, become a witness of yourself. Notice those two main stimulators of the nervous system, fear and scarcity. Take a deep breath, start to learn what you need to learn. Realize that bone tissue is a very slow rate of metabolism. Bones do not break down or build up quickly. And that's a good thing because they are our foundation, our structure, what helps us move, play, dance, and do all the things we do. So first, let's get to this awareness and understanding that bone tissue is not dissolving and breaking down quickly all of a sudden. You have this diagnosis, so you realize that internally, your body has had more bone dissolving than bone building. So that's first, is just noticing that, and now what can you do? Well, the machine that diagnoses you, I want us to raise our awareness to what happens there, because there it can be up to 70% of the time inaccurate. It can be 20% of the time, 30% of the time, but some of the research and one of the podcast interviews I did with Dr. Nick Birch, spinal surgeon, his studies found that sometimes the variability in a DEXA scan can be up to 70% incorrect. And this is a spinal surgeon, someone who actually has been inside of women's bodies. And that's what was really intriguing to me. I interviewed Dr. Birch three different times, and he said that he would have a DEXA scan score and it would say that this woman had weak bones. So he would go in to do spinal surgery thinking that the bones were not going to be very sturdy, so that he would have trouble maybe putting in screws or plates or whatever surgery he was doing. Yet he would go inside and see, wait a minute, the DEXA scan says her bones are weak, yet she has beautiful bones to receive whatever material he was putting in or whatever procedure he was performing. And the other would happen as well, where the DEXA scan would say that this woman has really strong bones, but he would go in there and he said it was very spongy tissue. So he couldn't even get a screw or a pin to stay in place. So to me, the spinal surgeons are the ones that have the real definitive look at the skeleton when they're in there doing their surgery. The other thing I want to suggest and raise your awareness to is typically in my work, seeing hundreds of women, maybe even thousands at this point, hearing DEXA scan scores, that the spine is typically where the majority of the higher numbers are. So the higher number would be a negative above 2.5. So when you start to get into the high twos or even the threes, and in some cases in the fours. So the next thing I want you to understand is that the spine is where the majority of the higher readings are. And most often, if I think about the generalization of the women I work with, usually women are osteopenic in the hip and osteoporotic in the spine. So look at your numbers, understand your numbers, understand this machine that gave you this diagnosis. The DEXA scan looks at body tissue. It's an X-ray. And the machine is capturing light on the bottom. So light comes from above and it captures light in the bottom. So BMI, the size of your body, the size of your bones, all of that is taken into account when you get that number. So ladies with a lower BMI, tiny ladies, thin women, are going to have a higher reading, higher meaning more potentiality for osteoporosis or osteopenia. So the slighter frame you are, you might have a higher reading. It doesn't mean that you have fracture-prone bones. It means that this machine is saying that it didn't pick up as much light. Now, a DEXA scan was devised 40 years ago or in the 90s. So we're looking at 40-year-old technology. And now they're trying to add on a different aspect to the same technology to say that they're going to get a better reading. Yet it's still 40-year-old technology. And if you think about the rate of technology, think about a 40-year-old car versus a new car, 40-year-old whatever piece of equipment versus modern equipment. And so bring that also to your field of awareness. My goal here is to step down the feelings of fear and the feelings of scarcity to understand the reality of what is happening. So the diagnostic criteria of a DEXA scan in and of itself leads a lot to be desired. And that is what I am trying to convey here. Listen to my podcast interviews with Dr. Birch. We talk about an alternate called a REMS, which is an ultrasound, which gives, it's an echo. So it gives the toughness of the bone. It gives what's in there inside the bone where it matters, because that's the part of the bone that we want to focus on when we think about toughness or sturdiness, fracture-proof aspects of bone tissue, is the internal, the trabecular bone. So that's the beginning part, is just take a sigh of relief here. Know what your numbers are. If you're in the negative 2.7, 2.8 range, you barely went into osteoporosis from osteopenia. And then look at your hip score. It also has to do with what position were you in? Did the technician put your legs up on a box? How did the person interpret the data? So all of these things start to soften up your attachment to the scary aspects of a diagnosis of osteoporosis. That's the first thing I'd like to raise your awareness to. The next thing I'd like to raise your awareness to is that there's 4.1 million diagnoses of osteoporosis every year. Every day, there's 11,000. It is the number one disease in menopause is osteoporosis. And those statistics can be really mind-boggling. And then I start to question, what's this line that we're putting in the sand to say what matters when it comes to bones? And that's another thing I discussed with one of my podcast interviews with Dr. Nick Birch. We talked about a group of orthopedic surgeons got together in the mid-90s to decide what's the number we're going to determine to be osteoporosis. Before that, it was a woman would fall and fracture, or maybe even have a spinal wedge compression fracture and be diagnosed with osteoporosis. So we're using this old technology in this old time frame. Women today are not women of the mid-90s. So it's very interesting in and of itself, the whole diagnostic aspects of bone health and of osteoporosis. The main area of fracture is the spine. Half of all the fractures in osteoporosis are in the spine. And that is a postural or a daily diet, mindset, and movement component. Osteoporosis is not a progressive degenerative disease. It is not an old person's disease. It is a metabolic condition that is lifestyle based. It's how you move or don't move, the thoughts you have, and the way you manage those thoughts. So stress management and the foods you eat and the foods that you are not eating. All of those play a contributory role to the state, the quality, the health, and the density of your bones. So it is a lifestyle disease, which means it is reversible. Just like obesity, diabetes type 2, it's a reversible disease. It's not a progressive degenerative disease like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or something that has a progressive aspect that doesn't have a cure. Osteoporosis is reversible. Well, bone loss is reversible. Now, it depends where you are on that range of whether you will go back into the osteopenia zone or stay in the osteoporosis zone. But bone loss is reversible, and building better quality fracture-proof bones is possible. Now, the spine plays a very critical role here, partly because most of the spinal bones are trabecular, which is the inside. If you think of a honeycomb, the inside of the bone tissue is the honeycomb. If you're looking at a honeycomb candy, and the outside, the chocolate, is a cortical bone. The spine is mostly made up of trabecular bone, that spongy bone. So it really plays a lot of your dietary lifestyle, metabolic components can be a factor when it comes to creating a stronger spine. Posture plays a critical role. So start to work on postural support muscles, core muscles, sit up straight, be aware all day, every day of your spine. Maintain the space between the heart and the belly button. I call this the safe spinal space, right where the heart is and the belly button. Try to maintain as much length in that part of your spine. Don't compress the front of the spine into itself. So pay attention to your posture. Don't grasp at shiny objects in the bone health space. That would be weighted vests, vibration plates, exercise programs that cost like $300 a month, going to exercise programs. And those are all the shiny objects. Supplements that look for bone health. Don't look outside to what thing can I look for. Look inside to what's happening inside where bone building takes place. And look at your gut, because the health of your gut is related to all of the aspects of bone health. You have to digest, absorb, and assimilate your nutrients. You have to have the right amount of bacteria, the good beneficial bacteria in your gut that will manage oxalates, phytonutrients, and all of the other aspects that are important for building bones and for managing anti-nutrients that are in the foods that are the best foods for bones. So there's definitely foods out there that are better for bones, and they contain anti-nutrients, things like phytic acid and oxalates, because they are seeds, grains, and vegetables. So they do have aspects that our body needs to manage before they get delivered to the bones. So it's not to avoid foods with oxalates. It's to heal your gut so your gut will manage oxalates, so your body can then extrapolate bone building nutrients from those foods. So research that, look into that. I have a couple of podcast interviews, one with a nutritionist on oxalates and one with a pharmacist on oxalates. Oxalates are not bad, and there are many bone building great foods that you need to eat for your bone health that have oxalates. So you need to heal your gut so that you can manage those oxalates and manage all the other factors. Seven root causes of bone loss: inflammation, stress, hormone imbalance, mineral imbalance, toxicity, acidity, and being sedentary or not demanding enough every single day from your bones. So look at, how can you reduce inflammation? How can you manage stress? How can you support your mineral balance, support your hormones, reduce acidity in your body, reduce toxicity coming in, and support your detoxification channels so that your better at managing detoxification inside? And then how do you safely and effectively pull and push on your bones every day, stress them out appropriately, work on balance, on posture, on strength of your muscles and of your bones? So those are some things that are in your control, is to start raising your awareness on how you think, how you're managing your thoughts, what you eat, what are you eating that you should maybe not be eating? What do you need to bring into your diet to support your bones? And then what can you do every day to support strength, balance, alignment, posture, core strength? Those are all the things that are in your control. Osteoporosis is a metabolic disease. It's a lifestyle-based disease. And there are many daily habits that you can have that will slow down, stop, and reverse bone loss. And in many cases, reverse osteoporosis if you're close enough to the negative 2.5 number, which so many of the women that I meet that are newly diagnosed are. So with a new diagnosis, even more opportunity for you to turn the ship around on bone loss, for you to take control, be in control and in charge of your bone health, because you can be. And that is my message. My message is you can be in control and in charge of your body, your bones, for the rest of your life, that you can stop your bone loss. You can build more bone density, better quality, fracture-proof bones. And there are a lot of ways to do this. I have so many options for you, whether they are no-cost options, low-cost options, or if you want to look deep inside and look at functional lab analysis of your gut and of your mineral status and whether you have food sensitivities or not, what's the state of your hormones, you can run functional labs and get a customized approach to your specific needs. There are so many things you can do, ladies. That is what I am here to share with you. Join me on my mission to be the strongest, healthiest version of myself and all of the other ladies that are in my community on that same mission, having that same goal. We are in charge of the strength, the density, the quality of our bones. And I am here to shout that from the rooftops. So learn what you can, let go of the fear. There is so much that you can do, and learn what it is. And hopefully one day I'll meet you and speak with you or have you in my community, whether that's my online membership program, in my live group courses. I show up live in most of the things that I do because I want to be there. I want to answer your questions and help get rid of those myths that surround osteoporosis. I want to empower you to realize that you are in control of you. Thank you so much for listening to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. Bone loss is not an inevitable part of aging. We don't have to just wait for it to happen. There is so much that you can do. And that is what you will learn each week on the show. Go to my website, debbierobinson.com. If you want more information about what was shared in today's episode, at the bottom of this episode in the show notes, there will be links to whatever was shared. Please subscribe to this podcast. Share this podcast with your friends, your family, or any women that you think may be interested or benefit from the information we're sharing. Please rate the podcast. And if you have any questions you'd like asked or answered, I would love to hear from you. Let's do this, ladies. Let's change the way the world views osteoporosis and slow down, stop, or reverse our bone loss, take charge, and show other ladies what is possible. Thank you so much for joining me.